Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. You finally made it. It is Friday, April 25th. It is 5:30 a.m. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are so ready for the weekend around here. Do you have any big plans? Do you have anything going on this weekend?
This weekend. So tonight, I'm actually doing the pretzel eating contest at Hofbräuhaus.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So if you guys can make it, it's 6 o'clock tonight. But I did it last year, and I did not do good at the contest. Someone just smashed it, and their trick is so cool. It's like you gotta so we get this big pretzel, and of course it's a pretzel eating contest, so whoever eats it the fastest wins. And I forget who won last year. I forget his name, but it was a celebrity guest, and I'm blanking on his name, but he wins every year. He just drowns the whole pretzel in water and then he eats it.
So try that then.
I think that I'll try it, but am I like that fast of an eater? No.
No,
I'm original.
You're just there for the vibes.
I'm there for the vibes. I'm there to see if I can win. If I don't, no biggie. But if I do win, $1,000 goes to Make-A-Wish of Nevada.
Oh, well, you know what? Hopefully today, this is your year. I say try his little strategy, and I don't know, maybe he'll choke and then you can win.
Or you're sitting there, I sit right next to him and I plot to trick him to not eat as fast.
Put hot sauce on his, so all of a sudden he's like, wait, what's happening here? There's many a tricks you can use. They're not necessarily ethical, but there's some strategy we can throw in here.
Yeah, so that's my plans tonight. And then tomorrow we have Walk for Wishes.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Tomorrow morning, bright and early, we're going to be out there. All the festivities kick off at 8 o'clock, but we're going to get there early and out there trying to raise some money for Make-A-Wish Nevada. It's going to be a really good time, and we look forward to it every year. So can't wait to see everyone for that. That's going to be a good time.
And then tomorrow night, I bought my tickets to finally watch the movie Sinners.
Okay.
I'm going to go at around, I think, 9 o'clock. So wish me luck, because 9 o'clock is late for me, but I'm excited to go. There was a video that was sent to me from Ramon, our coworker, who raved about the movie Sinners. And the video on Instagram said, Sinners are for scaredy cats. If you're a scaredy cat and you can't do scary movies, you can handle Sinners, I promise. So once he sent me that video, I'm like, okay, I'll see what the movie's about. And then Sunday, really just chilling. That's it.
Nice. Well, very cool. Cool. So it sounds like you have a very eventful weekend. It's going to be good.
Yes.
All right. Well, then let's get things started. It is time for the pre-show you pick up. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Let's kick things off. Do you want to hear Total Eclipse of the Heart by Nikki French? Every now and then I fall apart, and I need you now tonight, and I need you more than ever, and if you're lonely, hold me tight. Do you want to hear Follow You Down by Gin Blossoms? Anywhere you go, I'll follow you down. I'll follow you down, but not that far. Or do you want to hear Goodies by Sierra? I bet you want the goodies, but you got a body that you hype and make us a talk around. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Let's do it. It is time. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, my husband went to the NFL draft party last night for the Raiders were having, and he came back with a story. Let's just say it involves a Raiders fan, some face paint, and a spiritual prophecy that I did not see coming. We'll talk about that next. First, the votes are in, and Follow You Down by the Gin Blossoms is the pre-show you pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I think sports can really rile people up, and they can really turn people that normally just do their own thing in life into like maniacs sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so last night was the first round of the NFL draft, and there was a big party for like Raiders season ticket holders and guests of the Raiders last night at the Palms, and my husband got invited to go. So he and his buddy went and checked things out. And it was so funny because, you know, the Raiders fans, they are a dedicated lot. First of all, if you didn't watch the draft, the number one pick was Cam Ward out of Miami. But everyone was at the party, I guess, was so excited about the Raiders pick. Like, they were going nuts. Matt's been to these draft parties before, and he's like, I've never seen the crowd go nuts for a pick that the Raiders did, like,
really?
They did last night. He's like, I was there when they picked Ruggs, and the people were like, and he's like, this one, he goes, Ashton Jainty?
So.
People were going crazy for it. And it was so funny because, first of all, he comes home last night. He's all amped up. He's like, babe, I talked to a guy who's friends with a guy who plays for the Raiders. I was like,
wait, oh. He's a what? Say that again.
I talked to a guy who's friends with a guy who played for the Raiders.
And okay.
I was like, okay, I once stood behind Chris Angel at Starbucks. So, so what? that's great. Calm down. But the best part was, I guess, some super fan at this party was like full silver and black, the face paint situation, and as soon as that pick was made, he told Matt, this pick's gonna take us to the Super Bowl, bro. I feel it in my chakras.
The chakras?
I was like, bro is into chakras? That's amazing.
I can't imagine a guy full on decked out in Raiders paint, silver black, talking about chakras.
That's what I said. I go, did you hear right? Because he asked me, he goes, what's a chakra? And I was like, well, a chakra? He goes, yeah. And I was like, well, it's kind of like your points of feeling. It's like a whole, like voodoo thing that you don't believe in, you know?
And so, he doesn't believe in that stuff?
Well, he just thinks it's kind of crazy. crazy. He thinks it's interesting when I talk about it, but he's just like, okay, whatever. But it was so funny. He's like, yeah, the guy said, I feel it in my chakras. We're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, sometimes fans get unhinged. Have you ever heard something completely unhinged from a super fan? Maybe it wasn't sports. Maybe it was a music fan or something. But honestly, if the Raiders do go to the Super Bowl, I will eat glitter. And I think that they've got a ways to go. But I will say that was a good pick.
I am a diehard Chargers fan. My dad is a diehard Chargers fan. And I will never forget the draft, I believe is in 2002. And I was sitting on the couch with my dad. I'm barely like 10 years old. And I looked to my dad, and once we drafted Quentin Jammer, I look at him, tears rolling down his face.
Oh my gosh.
I've never seen my dad cry ever. For me, that was the most unhinged thing for my dad to do, because I know how much he's passionate about the Chargers. But for my dad to cry over a player, what? I was so shocked.
He obviously felt it in his chakras also, don't you think?
I think sports does that to you.
I guess. It's Mix 94.1.
We were good.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's finally Friday. You made it to the weekend. It is 6:03. Thank you guys for being here with us. So ready for the weekend. I am just like, this week was so slow. I'm so happy it's Friday.
It was like the slowest, fastest week, right?
Yeah, I'm so ready for the weekend.
So I have an update for you that I'm so excited to share. And if you missed it, this happened a couple days ago. I went to Chipotle and I made an instant best friend that I had no idea that would happen. So I walk into Chipotle and I'm wearing my Beyonce shirt, and the Chipotle worker noticed it and said, oh my God, I love your Beyonce shirt. I'm going to go see her in Vegas when she comes to town. We found out that we're both going to the same show date, and we both found out we're going alone. And we're like, oh my God, let's trade Instagrams. Let's meet up at the concert. And yesterday I told you how, like, basically I wanted to love bomb her. I wanted to become like, DM her and be like, oh my God, let's meet up. Let's talk about outfits. And I wanted just to talk about Beyonce with her, but I didn't know where my line drew. So there was an in yesterday I saw on her Instagram story. She posted the Beyonce concert, like a picture of Beyonce saying, 5 days to the rodeo. And then on the comment below, met a new friend at work today because we're both going to the concert by ourselves. I love B, I love the Hive, and I love community. So that was my in.
That's awesome. So now you have the in to go and reach out to her.
I did, and I reached out to her, and she was so excited I messaged her. She says, oh my God, so glad you messaged me. I didn't want to message you first. And I'm like, I didn't want to message you first. She goes, can't wait to meet up. Let me know as the show gets closer. But I'm just like overwhelmed by this whole thing, because going into the concert, I knew I wanted to go by myself, but there's a lot of uncertainty. Am I going to have fun by myself? And then finding this, it was like me saying, the universe was saying, like, do this alone and you'll be rewarded. So the power of doing things by yourself, I think, will reward you. And I think that's what I'm learning from all of this.
Yeah, you don't have to have like your significant other or a friend with you at any moment. It just shows you, hey, I am going for the true art of this. This
yes.
is for the music. This is for my fandom. And that's awesome. So do you know like where she's sitting? Aren't you doing like standing room down below, or what are you doing?
I wish I was doing standing room. I didn't get tickets for that. They were a little too pricey. So I haven't got to the question yet about where she's sitting. That's my next thing. And I don't know. I'm kind of trying to plot out so I don't seem too crazy. And I think that's what I love about this whole thing, is just like, you're not crazy. You just love Beyonce and you're excited someone else loves Beyonce just as much as you do.
Honestly, yeah. It sounds like she's in the exact same boat as you. So I don't think you can go wrong. It sounds like you guys are both equally excited. And honestly, you'd probably be doing a disservice if you like wait to the concert. The concert's in 5 days. Is that what you said?
The 5 days is when the concert starts in LA.
Oh, I was like, when is it here?
And in Vegas, it starts July 25th.
Oh, okay.
And then we go to the July 26th. So we're the last tour stop of Cowboy Carter.
I was going to say, I'm like, there's no way Beyonce's coming here in concert in 5 days. Like, what is happening? I had no idea. Okay. So you guys have some time. I think this is a perfect opportunity for you guys to develop a friendship. You've got 3 months. Almost to the date,
yeah,
that you guys could develop a friendship. This may be your new bestie and you just don't know it.
No kidding. And then not just that, I want to challenge you to do something by yourself, Mercedes. Do something by yourself. If it's a concert, if it's going to lunch by yourself, you can do it.
I feel like I'll do stuff by myself all the time. Honestly, I like doing stuff by myself.
Do you really?
I used to not like it. The one thing I don't like to do is go out to eat by myself, but I'll do it. Because my husband's schedule and he's been working a lot lately. So like, I have to go do everything by myself these days, but I don't get as much joy in it as you do.
What about a trip like Machu Picchu?
Oh, I have talked about that. Yeah. I don't know, man. Prices, travel prices.
That's true.
Well, they're supposedly coming down, so I'm waiting on that. Maybe you got something there. Does your Beyonce friend want to go with me to Machu Picchu?
Hey, I'll ask her. We'll DM her right now.
All right, let's do this. We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning, including more tickets for you to see New Kids on the Block, 8:20 with Heads Up. 7:30, we have another 4-pack of Legoland California tickets for you. And in just a few minutes, your Pitbull tickets. His Vegas After Dark residency is extended, and we've got your tickets. But on the way next, we've got what's trending. Spencer and Heidi are back. And no, this is not a fever dream from 2007. They've got a new show in the works. They're on a soap opera. And yes, Heidi could be singing again. I've got all of that coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag are trending this morning. They are working on a new series for Hulu. So this show would center around their family rebuilding after they lost their home in the Palisades fire. Yes. Real life devastation, not just reality TV drama here. So this actually could be really inspiring. Although if Spencer's involved, I feel like he's going to put a humorous take on everything,
of course.
You know, because he always does. He dropped the news while they were attending the Variety Entertainment Marketing Summit because, you know, when you lose your house, you go to the marketing summit. maybe he's just trying to rebuild the brand. Who knows?
Yeah.
But Heidi said that the show would include their family, their dynamic, their team, and their music. Which, yes, implies that we'll probably have some more Heidi Montag songs. Don't act like you don't still sing along to these songs. Oh my gosh, I put one of these on one of my gym playlists the other night, like 2 months ago, and I was working out and it came on. I was like, oh my gosh, yes. I already forgot about this song. I love it. So Spencer was very Spencer about everything. He said the show is not technically greenlit yet, but he says, if not Hulu, I hear YouTube is really easy to work with. So it's going to happen. In one way or another. In the meantime, they both have guest starred on The Bold and the Beautiful this week. I didn't catch it. Do you? I'll be honest. I did not even know The Bold and the Beautiful was still on television.
Same.
I don't even know what channel it's on, but that's really cool that they got to do that. They're suing the city of LA over this entire wildfire damage. And so it could actually be pretty juicy show if they show what they're going through with that also.
Honestly, Spencer throughout this whole thing has been so smart with not just like putting their lives out there and trying to get back superficial onto the charts, but doing this and losing their home at the same time. I mean, I get it. Like, I get why he's at these marketing summits. He's like, I'm building our brand again. This is our opportunity to come back and show us what, but be relatable. And I think that's what they're going to go for is the relatable sense.
When The Hills was on, I could not stand that guy. I thought was like the biggest villain of all villains. And as time goes on, and maybe it's because he's maturing and, you know, he's
yes.
a dad now, he's a father now. I'm just like, this guy, loves his family. Mm-hmm. This guy wants to do everything for his family. And so I really respect that. I mean, he can say some unhinged things from time to time, but let's be honest, we all do that. So I do have a new respect for him. So yeah, Spencer and Heidi are trending, and that is what's trending. All right, let's do it. It's time to win. Let's get you a pair of tickets to see Mr. 305 himself, Pitbull.
Fireball.
He has extended his residency at the Blue Live Theater over at the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. They say the show is just incredible. I have not been yet, but you're going. When you win Heads Up this morning, caller 20, you get to play. Your category, since it's Friday, we only have one left, is Poetic Justice. So if you get six answers in 60 seconds in that category, you are going to the show. Who's ready to play Heads Up for Pitbull tickets? Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Brenda, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Good morning. Yay.
Good
oh my gosh.
Morning. Happy Friday. You are in
Happy
for Heads
Friday.
Up. You ready to do
yes.
this?
I'm so ready.
Okay, Pitbull tickets up for grabs. Your category Ooh. Today, Poetic Justice. So April is National Poetry Month. And these are all things, I know, these are all things that are associated with poetry, okay?
Okay.
We got this. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. We just got to be on the same wavelength here. I think we can do it.
You guys can do this, all right? Take a deep breath because your 60 seconds for Heads Up start now.
If I wrote a book of poetry, I am the what of this book?
Author.
Yes. I'm a blank and I didn't know it. There's a saying that's like, I'm a blank and I didn't know it. It rhymes with it.
I'm a writer?
No. If
pass,
I...
Pass.
Okay, pass. He is very famous for Macbeth and Romeo and Juliet and Othello. He wrote all of those.
Shakespeare?
Yes. This is cat, hat, bat. They all what?
What is it?
They all cat
rhyme?
Yes. This is when I write one of these beautiful soliloquies. It's a what? I write a what?
A poem?
Yes, a poem. This is a type of poem. It's got like five syllables, seven syllables, and then five, I believe.
Oh.
Okay. If I'm telling the story,
Oh,
I'm so sorry, Brenda. This was a lot harder than I expected. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. Have you guys heard that phrase before?
Yes, that was clever.
My mom said that all the time. So that we passed on poet. A haiku. I think that's 575, if I'm not mistaken.
I couldn't tell you what a haiku was.
I'm not 100%, but it is a type of poem with three sentences, 575, I think. I could be wrong. And then narrator, if we were just working on. Man, that was tough.
That was
one of the toughest categories I think we've ever had.
Yep.
So I am really sorry, Brenda. That means caller 20. You get these tickets, two of them to see Pitbull. It's his Vegas residency, Vegas After Dark, at the Blue Live Theater at Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. They're yours right now. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Forgive me for bringing up my birthday. It was 3 days ago, and I'm not one of those women that likes to extend her birthday for 2 weeks before and after. That's not me. But something in regards to my birthday has happened, and it's really been bothering me. I had a really great birthday, and a lot of it was because of all of you guys and the kind messages and everything. But my birthday, you know, came and went, and I've just been sitting here for the past couple of days with this quiet sadness about something. And maybe I'm overreacting, maybe it's not that big of a deal, but I don't know if I should say something or if I should just let it go. My brother did not reach out to wish me a happy birthday this year. It's the first time he's never acknowledged anything.
This is the first year he's ever done this.
Yeah, and I don't believe it was an accident, and I'll tell you why in a second. And it might not be shocking because we haven't been super close for a few years. I still text him every year on his birthday. I always send gifts for his kids on their birthdays, always. And I try to keep a little bridge standing, even if it's a little shaky, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just such a small thing. It's like a text or a call, a quick message. And when it didn't come, I was kind of like wondering, like I heard from my sister. I actually spoke to my sister. I hadn't talked to her for a long time. I talked to my little brother. I didn't think it would get to me the way that it has, but it has. And so like, I thought about saying something to my mom about it, but then I don't want to put her in the middle of anything. So yeah. I never said anything. Then I thought like, should I reach out to my brother and just be like, hey, is everything okay? I know you didn't wish me. Like, that sounds like so egotistical. To be like, you didn't wish me a happy birthday. Like, what's going on? You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
It's just bugging me. Like, what do you think I should do? It just kind of move on and just deal with it or what?
Well, I think that the situation you're in, it's difficult because siblings and moving and growing apart and maybe just not getting along anymore is tough because you look at the good times throughout your entire life. What you should do, honestly, it's going to build up inside you. I think you should reach out, and not in like the egotistical way that you think. I think it's important for you to reach out and say, hey, brother, I miss you. I know I haven't heard from you in the past few days, just checking in on you. Doesn't have to be related to your birthday. I mean, he might get the hint from that.
Yeah.
But I think there is something that is to be said by reaching out to him.
Has that ever happened where like you felt kind of snubbed by that, or a family member forgot your special day, or like, how do you handle that? Has someone in your life forgotten something that mattered to you? And it wasn't the thing that hurt. It was what it said about where you stand in their life. That's what it is to me. It's not that he didn't say happy birthday. It's just like, okay, not a priority. And that's fine. I don't need to be a priority, but I don't know. It makes me really sad. We're getting some text. 702-364-9400. Chloe says it's the worst. My brothers both don't text me on my birthday, but I always text them. This one says, I'm 40 and my mom reminds me every year of everyone's birthday, even though I remember on my own. Yet my brother, who lives with her, never remembers to text me on my birthday. It's like, it sounds so petty. It really does. Like, I listen to myself saying this, I'm like, get over it. It's like, who cares? But I don't know why it bothers me so bad.
You're so valid though to feel this way, because it's your brother. Like, that is who you grew up with forever, and maybe have times have changed, but there is something to be said, I think, to him. And two, is this a guy thing? Is this a guy thing where like guys just don't remember birthdays? Like, my dad is horrible at remembering James's birthday, and it's 10 days after mine. Mine's May 20th. His is May 30th. Sometimes I have to text my dad to remind him that it's James's birthday. I'm like, hey, don't forget, it's James's birthday. He goes, oh yeah, thanks. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it is. I'm not sure. I just opened up our last text exchange, and it was the day after Christmas. Last time we texted, and he thanked me for the gifts for the kids, and I was like, you're very welcome. And that was it, last time I heard from him. And it's just, I don't know, it's just a weird dynamic. I'm not gonna tell my mom because she'll be sad, and then I'll, you know, she's gonna insert herself, yeah, and stuff. But a lot of people are giving advice. You guys are the best. Oh my gosh, don't let it affect how you treat him. And that's where it's like, you got to be the bigger person, because part of me is like, fine, I won't text you on your birthday this year. But you're right. You're right. This one says, this is just a guy thing. No big thing. It's okay. I appreciate the honesty. That's what I want. This one says, I have 8 daughters, all older, and most of them text me on my birthday sometimes. It's okay. They have other lives and their own problems in their lives. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. And then this one says, I wonder if it bothers you because you still thought you were close, but relationships are a two-way street. I think that's what it is.
That one broke me. I think that's truly what's happening in your relationship with your brother.
Ever since my dad passed away, our relationship really went downhill, which would... Ironically, today's my dad's birthday. It would break his heart if he saw like what happened to us when he passed away. I mean, oh my gosh. But it's like, at the
Why
same time.
Why am I getting emotional right now?
Oh, no, don't get emotional. I'm not trying.
I don't know. Like, you're right. It's like, I forgot that your dad's birthday's a couple days after yours.
Yeah,
and for you to talk about it now and that for you and your brother's relationship just not to be the same, I don't know why this is making me so sad.
Well, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to send a group text to me and my siblings and my mom and just be like, thinking of all of you here on dad's birthday. Hope you all are well. That way, it's not a direct, like, I don't want to, like, make him feel bad about this.
Right.
But at the same time, I just want him to not forget about me.
Yeah. Send like an old picture of the whole family so it even hits even harder.
Remember this? All right. We have the hot three coming up. Don't go anywhere. We've got some good stuff on the way, including details. A lot of people have been asking about the Pope's funeral. It's tomorrow. People want to know how to watch it. When's it coming on? We've got the details on that. Also, I'm telling you, Selena Gomez really hit the jackpot with Benny Blanco. Wait until you hear what he recently did for her. It's so cool. And then finally, imagine going to buy a car because your car got stolen and you get in and you're like, wait, is this my car? We'll talk about what happened to one guy coming up next. It's Mix 94.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
4.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
One of the most Googled searches right now is, how do I watch the Pope's funeral? A lot of people are wondering. It is tomorrow. Here's the answer. It takes place at St. Peter's Square in the Vatican, beginning at 1 a.m. our time. So you're going to have to either stay up late or get up early for that one. Coverage on most networks is going to start probably around 12:30 a.m. our time. So that'll lead up to the service. Tight security. It's definitely going to be big. And there are a lot of specials right now on the life of Pope Francis. Of course, a lot of talk has been about the conclave that's going to be happening after his funeral. And the movie Conclave just came out on streaming. So the timing on that was really odd.
Was that coincidental?
Yeah, they didn't say like, oh, he's dead. Let's stream it. It was supposed to come out, I think, on that day, which is just really odd.
I don't think I'll be up to watch it live, but I'll definitely watch like the highlights and stuff afterwards. I don't know. I get weirded out when I watch like world leaders' deaths and funerals. It's like this really, I don't know, eerie feeling. Maybe it's like the empath in me, but it's hard to watch. But it's also like a celebration of life at the same time, like celebrating all that he succeeded in his life and just the incredible man that he was.
Yeah, it's just sad to see something like that. Someone who was all about love and bringing people together pass away, regardless of your religious beliefs. You know, and I have some friends who are atheists, and they're like, he was just a good man. And
really?
And so, yeah, I'll probably be the same as you. I'll catch some of it after the fact. Also this morning, get yourself a guy like Benny Blanco. This guy keeps winning points for fans. He is just so good to his girlfriend, Selena Gomez. So he just posted a video on this back in March. He realized she had never been to her prom, and he decided he was going to bring the prom to her. So he took her to the mall for a prom style photo shoot since she never got to go as a teenager. He rented a limo. He wore a tux. Selena wore a really beautiful ball gown. He posted the video saying it was more fun than either of us expected to be. I don't know if you saw the video or the pictures, but they are just adorable.
Oh my god, there's pictures? No.
Oh yeah, yeah. Go to his TikTok or his Instagram, and it shows the after result of the photo shoot, and they're cute.
Oh my god, they are so cute. Have you seen the interview of Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez? They've done a few few, but one of them in particular, he is speaking about just how Selena Gomez works in their relationship, like when she's having a bad day or whatever. And you could just tell like the emotional intelligence that Benny has and the maturity level that Selena needs in her life. It's as if she was supposed to go through all of those horrible things in her past to get to where she is today with Benny.
And sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to go through those really rough waters to see what you deserve. Mm-hmm. And I think he is exactly what she deserves. It's just so beautiful. He's just so caring, and he listens to her. Like, you could tell he listens, and that is such an underrated quality in someone. Anyone, romantic relationship, friendship, do you have someone in your life that actually listens to the things you say? It's incredible.
Did you see too, like, her face when he's talking about her? Like, she's just so lit up.
Oh yeah,
love.
It's amazing. It makes me so happy. I love love.
Same.
Finally this morning, if you love your car and your car gets stolen, would you try to replace it with the exact same brand and model of your car?
I mean, if I loved it that much, yes. But if it was time for an upgrade, then no.
Okay, so this guy, his name is Ewan Valentine. He lives in the UK. He's 36 years old. He woke up a couple of months ago and he realized his car had been just stolen out of his driveway. And it was a black Honda Civic. And he was really upset. He loved that car. Like, that was his car. So he reported it. He did the insurance paperwork, all that stuff. They never found the car. So he decided to go out and buy a similar replacement. And he found a perfect match at a used car dealership. It was about an hour away. He bought the car for $26,000. And that's when things got weird. The car, it wasn't detailed. And there was stuff inside, like a piece from a tent, Christmas tree pine needles, and some candy bar wrappers. And the debris did not seem like trash, he said. He said it felt very familiar. But, you know, maybe everyone has stuff like that in their cars. Even the kind of candy bar that he specifically likes. It was kind of weird. But get this. So he started messing around with the car's navigation system, and he saw that his address, his parents' address, they were both in the system's history.
No.
Yeah. He said, I nearly crashed, to be honest, because I was in shock. My hands were shaking. My heart was pounding. He took it to the dealership and they confirmed it was his car. The VIN number, the mileage, and the plates had all been tampered with and altered. And that's why right off the bat, they didn't know. But the key was the same key he had for his old car. He called the police. He couldn't believe it either. It sounds like the thieves did all the cloning work to change the car, and then they sold it to the used car place.
Oh.
And they were also duped. As far as we know, there haven't been any arrests, and he's still in the process of trying to get his money and deposit back for the vehicle. And it sounds like there could actually be a good ending to this, assuming he's able to get the whole money situations shorted out. But he says he doesn't feel good about it. He in fact feels a little stupid for buying his car back.
Not only that, but like, man, what, the universe just brought him back to his car? And like, what kind of Grand Theft Auto is this?
I know. That's what scares me. It's like, they can totally change all the history on your car and you don't even know. It's terrifying.
It sure
but,
is.
Yeah, to spend 26 grand for your own car back, that's
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Well, Christina may be able to guess the song faster than I can. You are caller 20, Christina.
Hi.
How you doing this morning? It's Friday.
Good.
Ready to win a $550 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. You just got to guess the song faster than I can guess it. You've got this. I'm going to leave the studio, and when I come back, it's going to be on.
Okay.
I got to do my best, but who knows? So good luck, Christina.
Thank you.
Bye. Mercedes is leaving the studio. All right, Christina, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. We stop the clock. And within 5 seconds, you got to give me something because we don't want no hemming and hawing, okay?
Okay.
All right, Christina, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
Got it?
Yep, go ahead.
American Idiot by All American Reject.
Okay, final answer, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm bringing in Mercedes. Okay, Christina, you have your kids Noah and Jesus in the car. Where do they go to school at?
Somerset on Stephanie.
Nice. Well, have a great day at school, guys. Mercedes is back. Welcome back.
Thank you. I was spying on you through that window.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Was the spying great? Did it look good?
I just saw you writing something down. That's all I could tell.
Okay.
You were doing. Okay.
All right. The next sound that you hear is the song, and the song starts now.
Got it. American Idiot, Green Day.
Oh. Confidence.
Like that was like, I remember listening to that CD with my friends.
CD, yes. CD. It was on CD, everybody.
I remember that. Okay.
So you stopped the clock at 1.3 seconds, and you are correct. But Christina stopped the clock at 14 seconds, and she thought it was All American Reject.
Oh. I'm sorry, Christina. And I also had Green Day on the brain because they just played at Coachella, too. So.
Oh, yep, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, Christina, but I'm not sorry to the next person because guess what? We now have a $575 diamond pendant from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. Your next chance to play Beat Mercedes is Monday morning at 7. It's Mix. Don't want to be an American idiot. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. It's not often on this station that I will give a warning about the content that we're about to discuss, but I want to give a warning about the content.
What?
It's not like inappropriate in any way, but it could be very scary. Okay?
Okay.
I'm warning you right now. So I was talking to my little brother on the phone last night about basketball. We're both huge Nuggets fans and they're in the semifinals. They're playing the Clippers right now. They lost. So, you know, playoffs are full swing. We're knee deep in it. Jokic doing Jokic things and playoff matchups, all of it. And then we start talking about mascots. And I go, Rocky is top tier. Now, Rocky is the Denver Nuggets mascot. He's the highest paid mascot in all of sports.
Yeah.
I stand by that. He's got the flips. He's got the swagger. He's got the fake beef with the refs. he's like a furry Cirque du Soleil performer. Like, this guy has Denver attitude, and I love it. One of the best in the game. So then my brother says, yeah, but have you seen King Cake Baby?
King Cake Baby?
Yeah. I was like, the what now? And he goes, have you ever seen the mascot King Cake Baby? And I'm like, I've never even heard of that mascot. Who's he a mascot for? And he says, don't look it up yet.
Okay.
The New Orleans Pelicans?
What?
Yeah, the NBA team, they have a mascot called King Cake Baby. Now, I repeat, do not look this up unless you are emotionally, spiritually, and possibly legally prepared, okay?
Okay.
This King Cake Baby mascot is a 6-foot-tall rubber baby with this cold, lifeless set of eyes and a frozen, like, smirk that looks like he's called some demon. This is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
The way you're describing him, you're making me want to search him up. Let me know when I can see his picture.
You can look at but you've got the warning, okay?
Okay.
So when you have nightmares tonight, don't call me.
Okay.
Because
Oh my God! Why does King Cake Baby mascot look like the guy from The Hills Have Eyes?
He is the most terrifying mascot I have ever seen in my life. What's the weirdest mascot you've ever heard of or seen? Or what was your high school mascot? Was it weird? Can anything beat King Cake Baby? Not on the scary front. There's nothing scarier than him. But maybe on the weird front, 702-364-9400. King Cake Baby looks like something that it was designed by someone who's never seen a baby but maybe has read about them or something.
I have so many questions on why King Cake Baby is the mascot for the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm not from New Orleans. I've never visited. What is the relationship and why isn't it just a regular pelican as a mascot?
So for Mardi Gras, they do king cakes and then there's a little baby inside the king cake. And if you get that piece with the baby in it, then you have to buy the next year king cake for everyone. So this... I want to hear your guys' reactions to it. Can you call us? Can you look up King Cake Baby and tell us what you think? 702-364-9400. I'm telling you, I opened up the image on my laptop and I screamed because I was so terrified by this thing. What is the dumbest, the most terrifying, ridiculous sports mascot you've ever seen? 702-364-9400. I came here to talk about the NBA playoffs and now I'm Googling how to unsee something because of this thing. It is so terrifying. I think Steph is going into shock right now. Your calls are coming in. We're getting some texts here. Have you ever heard of the biscuits? Oh yeah, is it the Montgomery biscuits? Montgomery biscuits. Yes, I've seen that mascot. That mascot is really cute. The Montgomery Biscuits. It's a minor league baseball team. I would have to say not scary, more on the cute side. We're getting some texts on King Cake Baby. This one says, oh my God, my eyes. This one says, King Cake Baby is staring into my soul right now. Mark says, OMG. This one says, that's not their mascot. I think it's like their sometimes mascot. King Cake Baby is like not a regular there because I believe that the Pelicans do have a regular mascot, but they do bring out King Cake Baby from time to time. So that is a little scary. Let's talk to David. David, we're talking scary mascots. What you got?
King Cake Baby. That's exactly how it looks when it comes out of the cake because it's got the crown. on its head.
Do you think it's terrifying or are you just like, no big deal?
It was terrifying the first time I pulled it out of the cake.
I mean, yeah, when you see those. Yeah, the Pelicans, these are sometimes mascot. They do have an actual pelican, just so you know.
Okay.
But it was just, it's so funny. We're getting some other texts here. It says, have you seen, I am laughing so hard right now. I'm from Louisiana and Mississippi, and the King Cake Baby is so scary. Someone says, what in the world is this? I want to throw up. And then this one says, I want to say Clark the Cub is on the cute side. Have you heard of Clark the Cub?
Clark the Cub? Nuh-uh.
What was your mascot in high school?
Mustangs.
Oh, you were a Mustang?
Yeah.
It was a Charger in high school. Oh, Clark the Cub. Yeah, from the Cubs. Oh, yeah. He's super cute. I absolutely love him. I love our mascots here in town, though. I think we have so many good ones. My favorite, I think, is Buckets from the Aces. I love Buckets so much.
And it's Buckets with a dollar sign S.
Yes, you got to make sure. It's cash money, baby.
The one I used to make fun of was UCI, UC of Irvine, and they are the anteaters. And my friend went to UCI, and she got in admitted, and she's like, oh my God, I'm going to be an anteater. And then I guess their war call or whatever is Zot. So they go Zot, 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 Zot. I'm like, you're an anteater. Please, relax.
Yeah, when I think of threatening animals, the first thing I think of is not an anteater.
No, not at all.
I do think of King Cake Baby now.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Who is ready to win? It's time for the Mega Minute. We have a 4-pack of Resort Hopper tickets for you to check out Legoland, California. Caller 20, you get to play the Mega Minute. It's 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get them all right, and those tickets are yours. Who's ready to win on a Friday? Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant, Adriana. Good morning, you're caller 20.
Yeah.
Hey, Adriana, did you look up King Cake Baby mascot?
I'm driving. I have it saved, so when I get home, I can look it up.
Don't okay. do it. I'm warning
you. Don't look at it while driving.
Please. All right, let's do this. We have a 4-pack of Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland California for you when you conquer the Mega Minute. You have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. And if you do that, you will win these tickets. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, Adrian, are you there?
Yes. Okay. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out just a little bit. Okay. If you are struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And Adriana, the Mega Minute starts now.
What band was Gwen Stefani in?
Without.
Yes. What type of energy comes from the sun?
Solar.
Yes.
Heat, kinetic.
In what month is Mother's Day?
May.
Yes. What letter comes before the letter V?
U.
Yes. What duo invented the first successful airplane?
The brothers, the Wright brothers.
Yes. On what part of your body would you wear Docs?
Your feet.
Yes. Count Chocula is a mascot for what kind of food?
Cereal.
Yes. The Miracle Mile shops are located in which Las Vegas casino?
Planet Hollywood?
Yes. What are New Kids on the Block fans called?
Pat.
What amusement park is known to have more than 60 million Legos?
Legoland?
Yes. What are New Kids on the Block fans called? They're called blockheads.
No.
Adriana. Oh. You had all of them except for that last one. Even time to go back to it.
Ugh.
My heart is broken. I thought we had a winner. You were so good, Adriana. But hey, if you don't know what their fan base is called, then what can you do?
Yeah.
You know, you gave it a great effort. And wow, heartbreaker. But that means caller 20, you're going to win 4 Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland, California. They are yours right now. Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, this is just really shocking news. Fire Festival 2 is not happening.
Oh, really?
It fizzled out before it could even spark. I think a lot of people kind of predicted that. Billy McFarland, fresh out of the pen, having served his time from his fraud conviction related to the disastrous original Fire Fest, pulled the plug on the sequel fest set to take place in Mexico, now putting that famous or infamous, rather, brand up for sale. I guess the plans were way too lofty. The ticket prices were insane. And he just had these dreams of redemption, but the comeback never left the runway. And now he's handing off the flaming torch to the next brave soul who wants to own this wild piece of pop culture history. Any Wait, takers out there?
So he's selling the company or selling the festival?
Selling the festival.
So that this person, this new owner, will have better ideas in its Fire Festival 2.0 or 2.5?
Yeah, or just a name to the festival. I don't know why you would want to be associated with that name. I wouldn't want anything to do with that at all.
If you bought it, I would change a name or just, I don't know. I don't think that name is going to...
It's not worth anything. It signals failure to me. There's no way, unless you want to make a joke out of it and then turn it into something big. I don't know if that's even possible at this point. But yeah, that's canceled. Brand up for sale. Also this morning, my daughter she told me about this 2 months ago. This just shows you how fast Gen Z is on things and how slow everyone else is.
Yes.
So the ice bucket challenge is back in a new way. In 2014, do you remember everyone was pouring buckets of water on themselves for to raise awareness for ALS? And it really got a lot of people talking about it. Well, there's a new one. Students at the University of South Carolina are doing their best to make a splash with the same challenge, this time to benefit a new cause. It's the Speak Your Mind Ice Bucket Challenge. It was started by USC students in the Mind Club, which is the Mental Illness Needs Discussion Club, last month as a way to honor a student who died by suicide. The club is hoping participants will be moved to donate to Active Minds, which is a national youth mental health nonprofit. But she's been tagged several times in those videos. And it's not like Ice Bucket where it's like over the head. It's like someone off of the camera throws a cup of water at you and gets
that's
you.
It?
Yeah. It's actually kind of funny. She asked me the other day, she's like, I've been tagged in a bunch of these videos. Can you throw the water on me? And I was like, with pleasure. But then I don't know, we forgot to do it. So she hasn't posted it yet.
Anything
so.
But the pie in the face challenges.
Oh yeah.
Remember those?
I don't like those ones at all.
I would rather do the water bucket challenge or the ice bucket challenge than the pie in the face. It's just so messy.
You're going to get tagged in one, and I'm going to get tagged in one too. But like I said, they've been doing this for 2 months now, and now it's here, April, and we're talking about it.
That's so funny. Yeah, I've seen a couple of those videos too, and I think I saw Brooklyn repost some of those videos.
Yeah,
she was tagged in.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Finally this morning, see if you can guess what is the most watched TV show of all time. IMDb just did a huge study, and according to this, over 30% of Americans considered themselves at least a casual fan of this show when it was on. That's your hint. The show ran from 2011 to 2019, and it has been named the most watched show of all time.
2011 to 2019. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is it. Yeah, Game of Thrones is the most watched television show of all time, according to this new study. Breaking Bad came in number two. Stranger Things is number three. Friends and The Walking Dead round out the top five.
I couldn't get into The Walking Dead. I tried a couple seasons. I'm like, okay, we get it. Rick's never going to die until, you know, something happened.
Well, I loved that show. It got a little weird, though, like at the end. I think sometimes, like, they don't want a show to die, so then they start coming up with these ridiculous plot lines, and it's just like, okay, where are we going with this? The show I love so much right now, though, is Hacks. Did you watch the new episode last night?
No.
There was a cameo. I'm not going to say anything. There's a cameo.
Okay, well, yeah, I have so much catching up to do with Hacks, so that's a good thing to know. So season four we're on?
We're on, yeah, it's a season. Any show that has anything to do with Vegas, I love it so much. So there you go. That is what's going on. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
It's back.
Oh, man.
It is back. Mertz knows best. And if you don't know, Mertz knows best. Mertz is Mercedes' nickname. There are two sides of you to you, Mercedes. There's the sweet, supporting, loving Mercedes that we all know on the radio.
Aww.
But there is an alter ego side to you, Mercedes, and her name is Mertz, who's like this no-nonsense, straight to the point, and honestly, it's kind of what we're all thinking in the background. So we have a dilemma here again, and I'd love to get that dilemma and then hear both sides to you, Mercedes and Mertz.
Two sides of the same person.
Yes.
The sweet supportive style and the no-nonsense style. Okay.
Okay, so if you have a dilemma that you want Mercedes and Mertz's opinion on, you can email us and get our emails on our website at mix941.fm.
Okay, so okay? What do we have today?
All right, today our first person, or our next person, is Jenny on Facebook. She writes, I have two sons, 18 and 20 years old, who both go to college and live at home. I love having them around, and they aren't much of a burden. They both have jobs and do well in school, but they were both really ambitious in middle and high school. And these days, they don't do anything in their free time except play video games.
Mm, okay.
I try not to be critical because they are good young men, but I worry about their lack of ambition. Am I overreacting? Is there anything I can do? Or am I just going to have to trust that they'll learn to be productive when they're out on their own.
Okay. All right.
All right, Mercedes. So,
all right. Let's go with Mercedes. Well, first of all, Jenny, you clearly raised two very responsible and very respectable young men. So congratulations on that. That is definitely no small feat. They're working, going to school, living at home. I feel like that's a win personally. And I get it. You're not trying to like hover, but you do see like that spark in them and you feel like, okay, maybe that spark's not as bright as it used to be. And the thing is, like, middle and high school, they were structured. They were full of all these expectations of them. And college, that's a whole different thing, in my opinion. Sometimes you need a little downtime, right? Especially after you've had all these years of pressure and you have to work. And so just trust that those ambitious kids, they're still in there. Maybe they're just in rest mode right now. Encourage a conversation with them. Ask them, like, what excites you guys? Not just like what they're doing. I feel like that curiosity and motivation, it's not something you can put on a resume, right? It's something you've got to talk to them about, maybe in between Fortnite matches.
All right, that was nice and all. We know that you that was sweet. Okay, now let's get to it. We need like the real Mertz. She's in there somewhere. Let's get to it.
Okay, hold on. Let me do this here. Check, check, check. 1, 2, 3. Mertz, you there? Check, 1, 2.
Check, check, check. Yes, I'm here. Let's do this. Okay, Jenny. Love you, girl. But we need to talk, okay? Your boys, they sound sweet. They sound smart. They sound respectful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But let's call it what it is. You're living with two full-grown toddlers who basically swapped their juice boxes for energy drinks and recess for Call of Duty. And now you're wondering if you should just let them keep living their best controller clicking lives like it's some extended gap year? No, ma'am. They are 18 and 20, and that is grown-ish, okay? That's, I can go to war, that's, I can vote, not, I just discovered snacks and screen time age. No, 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 no. Now, what I'm not saying is that you should unplug the Wi-Fi and throw out the Xbox. But I'm also not saying that, you know? If they can memorize every cheat code and every game strategy, they can figure out how they can apply for some sort of internship or job, okay? So let's trade in that headset. Let's get a little hustle going here, gentlemen. You got it?
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You've probably seen it on some of your social media feeds right now. And it's kind of cool. It's the Whitney Houston drop challenge. And have you guys seen it? Have you been trying this?
Oh my God. That's when they play the song I Will Always Love You and they try to catch the beat with like a pot and a stick, right?
You get a pot and like a wooden spoon or something. And you know the iconic part of the song where it drops and then she goes, and
yes.
You know that part? There's like that silence. And they try to hit the pot right when that song, the music drops.
Yes. Do we want to give an example of what we're talking about?
Here, let's play the clip here.
But above all this, I wish you love.
And so they're trying to hit the pot as soon as that drops and people are struggling on it.
I've seen people struggle and I've kind of watched along and tried it with them and I think I failed each time.
Really? I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. I don't know if I could do it. It's so misleading. Like in your mind, you think you know when it's going to go, but then I don't know. Do you want to try it?
Let's try
okay,
this.
Okay, you try it first.
Me first?
Okay. Well, how do we make the sound? We don't have a pot.
What if I hit the mic like this?
Okay, that works.
Okay.
Mine works.
Okay.
Okay. So try to hit the drop on Whitney.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Step first.
But above all this, I wish you love.
terrible. What was that? You could run a train through the beat.
Oh, you tried. You tried. I don't think I'm going to do much better. Can you guys do this? Do it along with me.
Like, yes.
Hit your steering wheel or your leg. Well, don't get into a wreck or anything, but see if you can get it. I don't think I'm going to be able to get it.
This is okay. Hard.
This is why it's a challenge on social media. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. But above all this, I wish you hardest drops to catch ever. Like, where are they even? What beats are they listening to in their head?
Do other songs have like a drop like that we could experiment with?
Oh my God, I have a few lined up. Okay, so we know the song "Bad Guy" by Billie Eilish. This one right here.
Yeah.
You know when there's a drop that goes, duh.
Yeah.
Yes. I think this is probably going to be the easier one. This part right here.
Duh. Yeah. Oh, I got it. I got it. Can you get it?
That's an easy one. Okay, let's try it with me.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm that bad type. Make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type. Might seduce your dad type.
I'm the bad guy. Duh. You got it. Okay. Okay. That one was much better.
All right. I'm going to have a little bit more difficult one with this one. Do you know the song Heat Waves, Glass Animal?
Yeah.
You know that drop here?
Oh, let me listen to it. Okay.
You want to attempt at trying to get that bass drop first?
That's tough. Okay, yeah, we'll give it a go.
Okay, here we go. Starting the song over.
Oh, gosh. Why am I so bad at that?
See your face? Your face was so confident when you hit it.
This is it. This is it. Oh my gosh. Okay, you try it.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of the queen at this one right here.
Okay.
Here we go. He always been faking me out. He always been faking me
out. Oh, that's pretty good. You were like within a quarter of a second. Like you, I would say that was a win, 100%. That wasn't 3 seconds early. I want to try the Whitney one again.
Because
we're getting a bunch of texts here. People are giving us advice on that. She says, this one says, as soon as she stops singing, count to 5 1,000s and then hit it.
5 1,000s.
And then another text right after that came in. It says you have to count to 5 after she finishes the last word.
Oh.
So I'm gonna try it. I want to count to 5 and see if that improves this at all. Okay,
we've had our warm up. Okay. So this is the real deal. Take a deep breath, Mercedes.
Okay, we got this.
And go. But above all this, I wish you
love. Oh, I was late. I count too slow.
It's like, and it's a fade out. Like that one, that last word is a fade out. Like, when do you start doing 1 1,000? Oh, I'll try it.
And okay. Do you say it fast or slow? Because I was like, 1, 2, maybe I need to count faster.
You want to try one more time?
You try.
Okay, let me try this. But above all this, I wish you what is the tempo with the thousands? 1 1,000, 2 1,000, or 1 1,000, 2 1,000?
I want to see you guys try this. If you post this social media challenge, you have to tag us in your videos because I think this is near impossible. I don't know how anyone is able to get this. And every video I've seen people doing on this has been a fail.
Can we try it again on social media later?
We can try it. But I mean, if you're into embarrassing ourselves more than we already do, yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, maybe I'll think about it. We'll see.
All right. It is time to win. It is time for Heads Up. And we have your tickets to see New Kids on the Block. Ooh. baby.
I love how you incorporated that.
I got the New Kids like nailed down.
Easy.
All right, your tickets right now to check them out at their new residency. That's gosh, it's going to be here before we know it. It opens in June. We'll have your tickets right now with Heads Up. Not only will you win tickets, but you'll also be entered in the grand prize, which are two lower level tickets to check out the residency. All you got to do is get six answers in 60 seconds in our final category this week. That category is Mad Science Club. You do that, and you are going to the show. Caller 20, you get to play 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant. It's Rhea. Rhea, good morning. Yeah.
Good morning, and happy belated birthday.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's so nice of you. I appreciate that. Let's get you the present, though. We've got these tickets to see New Kids on the Block. Are you a fan, Rhea?
Oh, big time.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I love when blockheads actually get through and win. So let's, make this happen. We need you to get six answers in 60 seconds in this category. It's Mad Science Club. World Laboratory Day was Wednesday. So these are all things that are associated with laboratories, okay?
Okay.
I know that sounds random, but I think if, as long as you are, you and I are on the same wavelength, we'll get this, okay?
Okay.
All right. No, you guys got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
When you get your blood drawn, they're wearing one of these to protect their clothes. They're wearing a what? Like a, it's white. They wear
a suit?
A jacket. What kind of jacket? It's like a, let's pass.
Coat.
Yeah, does that count?
Yeah, let's go with coat.
Okay, lab coat. This is what you look at your blood samples, like a drop of blood. You look at it through one of these.
Microscope?
Yes. This was a TV show on HBO about a serial killer who works in a laboratory, and he works for the police department. Do you know that? No.
No, Pat.
Okay. This is where you see everything that is made, every mineral in the world, helium. It's a big chart. It's called the what?
H2O.
Let's pass. Okay, this is when you do something to get a final result in science class.
That's time.
Okay, this was so hard, Rhea. Yeah. Oh my gosh! So first of all, Dexter was the show. Mm-hmm. If you don't watch the show, how would you even know that? The periodic table was my terrible attempt at trying to get you to say that. That was so bad. And then experiment. We didn't even get to six, man. That was a really hard category. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for trying, Rhea. That means caller 20 now. You get the tickets, two of them, to check out the New Kids on the Block. Their Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live. This is going to be a great show. And caller 20, you are going to see them right now. Give us a call. You get the tickets. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Around 100,000 mourners have crowded St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City since Wednesday, with the sheer number of people wanting to pay their respects causing the church to keep St. Peter's open 24 hours. Actually, it was 23 hours. They only closed for an hour yesterday morning. So the funeral mass is scheduled for tomorrow. It's going to be 1 a.m. our time here. And it's going to be presided by Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re. As of yesterday, 134 foreign delegations had confirmed that they would be present at the funeral, including around 50 heads of state, 10 reigning sovereigns. Following the service, Pope Francis is going to be interred at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome per his wishes. And then after that, the conclave will begin to start the search to find a new pope.
Wow. I can't imagine the Vatican right now, how busy it is.
There's so many people there. It's just a sea of people wanting to pay their respects.
And you could see the body? You could see his body?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was out on display so people could see it. There was one thing I saw. There was a nun that was there, and I guess they allowed her to break protocol, because I guess at one point where she was standing, that was only a spot that was reserved for cardinals to pay their respects, but they allowed her to go in there, and she stayed there for so long. Like, it was really sweet. So
especially the impact that he made on just those little individuals, nuns, cardinals, regular average people,
everybody.
So amazing to see. And I'm looking forward to seeing the highlights, but it's also this weird, heavy feeling that I see.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Also this morning, you've been on the right track for all these years, Steph. If you're tired of the treadmill, if you're bored with your workouts, there are all kinds of exercises to try and get your sweat sessions in. But new research suggests one is better for managing stress, building resilience, and improving your well-being. And it is dancing. Mm. According to a new study, dancing can reduce anxiety, restlessness, and levels of the stress hormone cortisol, as well as lower heart rate and blood pressure. They say that by dancing, we get to tap into a natural stress relief mechanism, and it enhances our resilience and it helps us cope with daily pressures.
I love this. I danced for 20 years before going into radio, but I kind of hung up my dancing shoes when I got a little bit more professional into the business of radio. And sometimes I miss it a lot. Like I would dance 40 hours a week. But then the reason why I gave up dancing is because it started to get stressful in my life. Like, I was doing so much for dance that I was like, I'm done. I'm tired. So it was the opposite for me.
Oh, so what have you thought about getting back into it?
I think I need to just take classes more. I think I just need to go out. I've been to a dance studio here right next to the radio station called Millennium Dance Complex, which is so much fun. And I took a dance class at a gym the other day. One of the listeners invited me, and I'm like, you know what? I'll go. And it was so much fun. And I need to make it more into my routine.
Yeah, when I am feeling stressed, I like to just put on good dance music, but I can't dance. Like, you know what? People set goals for like reaching financial goals and like accomplishing things. My thing this year is I want to learn how to do the Dougie properly.
Shut up. You want to learn how to do the Dougie?
Properly. I mean, I know like the, you know.
Wait, let me see a little Dougie.
No. Okay. Give me the music.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you the music, but you got to go full out. You got to even stand up and do it too.
I don't know. Okay.
Come on. Okay. Let me go into Teach Me How to Dougie and go.
Okay.
Teach me how to duck. Teach me, teach me.
Hey,
how to duck.
Oh, hey. Wait, I want to refill me. So
teach me how to duck.
Everybody love me. Everybody love me.
Okay. Five. Oh, wait, it's blurry. Come on, hold on. Keep going.
Teach me how to duck.
Teach me how to duck.
Teach me how to duck.
Get it, Mercedes? Get it, Mercedes? Hey, oh my God. I'm posting that on our Instagram page. I'm totally posting that. So, because people need to see this gold.
I need to learn how to do it properly. That is my terrible, terrible attempt at it.
Okay, we're going to set a new goal so that I can go back into dancing and that you can fulfill
your
goal.
Teach me the Dougie?
I'm going to teach you how to Dougie.
A twirl thing and it's, I got to work on that.
Oh, so. I'm so excited for this. By the end of May, you're going to have the Dougie professional.
I'll do
Dougie.
A TikTok where I do the Dougie.
We'll start it now, like the before Dougie.
Oh, God.
And then the end of May, by May 25th, you're going to be a pro. Teach me how to Dougie.
Let me think about this. I don't know what I just got myself into. All right. Finally, this morning, a new YouGov survey is exploring the limits of what Americans believe money can and can't buy. And a lot of people think, you know, you hear the phrase money can buy happiness or whatever. Well, that can and can't be the case with some people. So they ask people on certain items that are not purchasable whether you think money can buy them. So I'm going to go down this list and see if you believe. Okay.
Okay.
So do you think money can buy fun?
Yes.
I agree. And yeah. So do 86% of
Trips,
Americans.
Trips, vacations,
yes.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think money can buy social status?
Possibly. Yeah. Yeah. Especially if like you can buy, people buy followers. That's a social status.
Yeah. I just think that if you're rich, a lot of people think you're better than everyone else.
Mm.
So I would agree with that. And so do a lot of people. 85%. Do you think money can buy political influence?
Yeah.
Yes.
Political ads.
Mm-hmm. I just think, hey, vote for me. I'll contribute to your cause or whatever.
Oh
yeah, like I think for sure. What about good health. Can money buy good health?
I mean, yes, you're eating right. You have like access to good food.
You have better access to like healthcare and stuff like that.
Yes.
Can money buy friendship?
Ooh.
It's not real friendship.
No.
You can buy it, but it's not going to be real.
Yeah. I mean, you can buy like, hey, I'll take you guys out for lunch tomorrow. That's not really a true friendship. No.
Can money buy talent?
Okay. I say this yes, because if you can get trainers and if you practice really hard and you have the access because of money, then yes.
Googling Dougie trainers.
Hey, you won't have to pay me for that, Mercedes. I will do that for free.
Is there any dancer that is like a specialist in the Dougie?
The people that put the song in Cali Swag District. They're the specialists? Dougie. Oh, yeah. I actually met one of them.
You did?
And I did the Dougie. They did like a radio station appearance. And this was when Teach Me How to Dougie was on its high. And I was like, I gotta meet Cali Swag District. And I did. And oh my God, my life was made.
See, money can buy happiness. Look at you.
See?
It's Mix 94.1.